Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliekerr@gmail.com. My co-host in residency, Meredith Haggerty, is here once again. Hi, Mayor.
Hi.
Hi. How's your progress going?
It's going so brolific.
It's bouncing along.
Yeah. Wall-to-wall bras. All I think about. I was in a Target yesterday just being like, should I buy some new bras for Braugust? And then just tell Julia about new bras. And then I was like, that seems like a lot of money just to say I bought bras.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Also, they're not dirty yet. So like, yeah, they're not even useful.
Don't do it for the show. But actually, I mean, it's funny that you mentioned Target. Mm-hmm. Because I was in Target this weekend and I noticed that they had the bralette style bras, but that looked like
big
they
enough?
Actually might be not so much big enough that they look like they might actually be supportive.
What?
Because they had lined cups and the lining, even though they don't have an underwire, the lining itself kind of created almost a support barrier at the bottom where
Yeah.
And
that also makes me wonder, like, what is a bralette technically? Because, like, I would think I would just call that a soft bra.
I mean, aren't bralettes and soft bras the same? Well, we're going to do this next week because the next week's episode is going to be all about the outre bras, the bralettes, the shelf bras, the sticky bras, all strapless bras, all that kind
of
stuff.
Okay, save it. We'll save it.
Today's episode is going to be about something that is highly relevant to both of our lives.
We just know so much.
We sure do. We're going to be talking about nursing bras today. Meredith and I are not mothers.
Nope. Not that we know of. Sorry.
I probably have children scattered all across this great land.
I have just loved them and left them, you know, all those kids.
So we should just acknowledge that at the from the jump.
Yes.
That we're not mothers ourselves, so this is not a problem that we dealt with, have ever faced. Probably won't. You may. I hope you have children if you want them, and I hope
Thanks.
If you don't, want them, you don't have them.
I want everyone
to get what they want.
Later, I'll tell you about why nursing bras will never be relevant to me. And it's because I had breast reduction surgery and my nipples don't work anymore.
Oh,
I really kind of wish I hadn't said it, but I couldn't stop myself once it started coming out.
I really deeply appreciate that you said that because I think that's fascinating. I did not know that was a side effect.
Oh, yeah. I'm like 19 years old and they're like, you're not going to be able to breastfeed after this. And I'm like, I'm 19.
Shrug.
What do I care? And like, at 32, I'm still like not that pressed about it, but maybe I should have considered. Maybe, I don't know. I guess it turns out I was right, but nothing matters even now. But, you know, it seems like a little capricious. Like if it was a tattoo that I'd gotten when I was 19, I would have been like, oh, you dummy. And now I'm like, no, it's not a tattoo. It's just unworking nipples. But they're way smaller than they used to be. I can't stop. Please, like, get me away from this topic.
Before we get into today's episode.
I love to share.
That's me being a good friend.
I
actually wanted you to keep going.
This is
fascinating.
I forget. You get a microphone and a Jolie in front of me, and
I know.
I forget that other people are going to hear this. I kind of don't believe it. Like, I see the response, and I'm still like, are those not people in our heads?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
I guess. Sorry, guys.
I'm picturing you all in your underpants.
Oh, good. and as are they with us.
Okay, before we get into today's episode, I want to remind you guys that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat, where we eat chips and chat about things like our unworking nipples.
Get even more personal if you can believe it. You can't. There's no more personal.
No. if you want that meaning, you know, to give me money to listen to Chip Chat, to hear about our nipples, you can become an Ask a Clean Person the podcast patron. Go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. You guys, also just a reminder, thank you for all the new patrons. Reminder, it's $2 a month. Even if you're not interested in the bonus episodes and you just want to throw me a tip, you could throw me a tip, $2 a month. That's like less than you spend in a day at Starbucks. I'm worth it.
Or on your avocado toast or the other things that we like to be mad at people for getting.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm worth it.
Yeah, you are worth
it.
Just the tip for Jolie.
Yeah.
I was also trying not to make that joke. You were like, this is going to be a short episode. And I was like, really? What if I derail it at every turn?
No, listen, we gotta bring the laughs because we are going to be talking about nursing bras today, which means that we are talking to a population that is fucking exhausted and they deserve a laugh.
And their nipples have been bitten recently, probably.
Yes. They're probably like, damn it, I wish I had made my nipples unworking when I was 19.
I didn't know
that was an option in life. No one told me that at 19. Like, I could have just gotten out of this.
Yeah.
And look, that's also kind of not fair to say, too, because there are some women who really, really, really love breastfeeding and have a wonderful experience with it. There are women who have a terrible experience with it. There's everything in between. There are women who opt not to do it at all. There are women who can't do it at all. Mm-hmm. There's everything under the sun. And like I think you guys know this, but I just want to make sure we state this. I want you moms to do what is right for you and your baby. And I think people are so cruel to moms about their choices. It hurts my heart when I see it. I think, as you guys know, I write a parenting cleaning for parents column for Lifehacker. And it's really important for me when I'm doing that column. It's important in all of my work, but particularly with that column, that I am offering as many options for parents out there that I can, just so that everybody has a choice that's right for them. When I started the column, I actually like specifically asked, I was like, we really want an active commenting community here, but like, please be nice to each other.
Yeah.
Because if you're not, I will ban you from the site. Like, I'm not.
People
I'm not,
are dealing with enough.
Yeah, yeah. I was just like, I'm not letting anyone abuse any parent on here. Yeah. As a non-parent, that's something I can do.
Yeah. They're doing that out of a job, someone in their life will intervene. No one's ever been like, oh my God, someone on the internet told me I was a bad parent and now I'm changing everything.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally. So with that said, also, I kind of, as long as we're oversharing here, I want to say something because I think people think that I don't have children because I'm a clean person and I don't like children as a result of that. That's not the case. I love children. I always expected that I would have children, and it just didn't happen for me. So it's not that I don't have children because I don't like children. It just didn't happen for me that way.
So it's never too late to do it other ways as an adopted person. Yeah.
This is true. Although I can't single parent is the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah. That's the issue that, like, yeah, I can't single parent.
Still, you're, far from the end of your life.
Yeah.
But Many things will happen between now and then.
Tomorrow when I throw myself out the window.
Yeah, that's the time I was talking about. Thank you for correctly identifying.
This is going to be a great final ever episode of Ask a Clean Person on the podcast. Let's talk about the nursing there. We have two questions I'm going to have you read together from Claire and Kate.
Claire asks, did you know that breast milk stains? Crying face emoji. Any suggestions? Kate asks, hi, Jolie. Question. I'm planning to hand wash and long soak a couple of breast milk stained nursing bras. So Kate knew. I have Tide Ultra Stain Release, Biz, OxyClean, and Dawn. Which combo would you recommend?
I have answers for both. I did know that breast milk stained. Everything.
I mean, milk water, stains, so.
Like water stains.
Yeah.
Things. So, like, yes. Like, but I did know that. And actually, I knew that because of what I do for a living. But actually, I knew it before I did this for a living because, well, I have friends who have kids, you guys. So, I mean, I've, like, seen breast milk, like, you know. But years ago, probably over a decade ago now, a very, very close friend of mine had just had her first child, and she asked me to come down to visit her, and I was like, oh, this was, when I say very close friend, like a very, 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 I was maid of honor in her wedding.
Wow.
Friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, of course, I was like, yes, I will be on, like, the next, I think her daughter was 2 weeks old when I got there. Like, I was like, yes, I will be on, like, the next train to Philly. Of course, I'm going to come see you. And, you know, obviously I was staying at their house. And in the morning when I got up, like she had said when we went to bed, she was like, just when you get up, just come into our bedroom. Like, we'll probably already be up. And I was like, yeah, of course. So I'm an early riser anyway. So I got up and they had just gotten up like maybe like 15 minutes before mm-hmm. I did. And I, you know, I knocked, obviously.
Just
I didn't
barge
actually
in.
Just barge.
Surprise!
You know, she really was. She was like, just barge in. Like, yeah. You know. But I came in and she just looks at me and she just makes this face. And I'm like, what is wrong? And she was like, Jolie, I leaked everywhere. And I have leaked everywhere every night for the past 2 weeks. And I, like, go around to the bed. Her sheets were soaked.
Oh.
Her shirt, she had huge boobs to begin with. Mm-hmm. They were huge by the time she delivered. She told me that one of the nurses in the hospital room literally like walked up to her and was like, ma'am, I don't mean to get fresh with you, but you're gonna suffocate the child with those things. That was so amazing. I don't mean to get fresh with you.
Like, oh, that's what a warning. Then you're fine. Yeah, that's all you need to say.
So she's there, her whole shirt is just soaked, the sheet, like everything. So like, yes, I know. Yeah. I know that. I have seen mm-hmm. this. Like, I haven't lived it myself, but mm-hmm. I've lived it with a very, very close friend. And so I know. Let me talk to you about breast milk.
Yeah.
You want to learn some fun facts about breast milk?
Ready to learn.
Breast milk comes out of you, and therefore it is a what, Meredith?
Human stain, like the Philip Roth novel.
Yes, a human stain.
I've never gotten one of your questions right.
It's a protein stain.
It's a protein stain. I was thinking about it. I was like, is it a succession stain? But then I thought it would be funnier to get it wrong.
Good content there.
Yeah.
Good content. Good producing.
Here for the content, not the information. Sorry.
Okay. So it is a protein stain. Here's the kind of other weird thing about it. Technically speaking, breast milk is not dairy.
Oh,
there's
so like if you're lactose intolerant, it's fine.
No.
Okay. Because is there still lactose?
Like
I don't really understand any.
So like there are weird different uses for dairy.
Uh-huh.
Dairy as like a term for like foodstuffs or like in a restaurant term, like breast milk would not be dairy.
Huh.
But. It is, chemically speaking, dairy.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is blowing my mind.
It's like a semantics thing.
That's,
but,
yeah.
So I say that, mm-hmm. one, because it's just a weird thing to tell you guys. And, like, weird factoids are amazing and we love them. But also just to say that, like, I'm going to refer to it as dairy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're and if you're out there and you're like, it's not dairy, don't email me. I don't need to. I know.
Yeah, it's in
you
there.
You don't need
yeah.
to tweet it at me, sir.
It's definitely a dude, yeah.
But I wanted to mention it. So I'm just going to refer to it as dairy because from a cleaning perspective, from a food perspective, it is not dairy. From a cleaning perspective, it is dairy. It falls into the dairy category. So I'm going to call it that because this is also all of the stuff that I'm going to tell you is also true for like cow's milk and like any other kind of dairy. So if you if like you're still listening and you're not a nursing mom, stay with us because there will be tips for you. You probably
later we'll talk about like oat milk and stuff. Yeah. I have so many questions like why, you know? Anyway,
yeah.
Keep going.
Why? OK, here's another weird and kind of gross thing about dairy. You don't want to flush dairy stains or wash dairy stains in hot water.
Okay.
Because the hot water will cook.
Ew.
I know. I told you it was gross.
Yeah.
And listen,
you were right.
When I'm saying it's gross.
Then it's really gross.
It's really fucking gross. So it will cook dairy stains and it will like make them darker and like more rancid. Like just don't. No hot water. And actually, if you guys remember back to the holiday time last year when I did the dish doing episode, I talked about not washing dishes that dairy have been in starting with hot water, that you want to rinse them with cold water and then clean them with hot because hot water will make dairy gummy.
Ugh.
Yeah. Hot water and dairy just don't really super go together.
That's fair.
Yeah. Weird.
Gross.
Anyway, now you know that. That leads me to this thing about breast milk stains, and I mean any stain really. The best thing to do when you've had like a major leak sitch going on with breast milk, is to try to rinse the garments or textile, like if sheets or whatever it is, that the breast milk has gotten onto. As soon as you can, you don't have to do the whole wash. Just flush it with water. But you want to do that operation with cool water. I also want to acknowledge that, like, flushing your breast milk stained t-shirt as soon as possible, maybe like 2 days later.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that you got, I'm not
don't
sending
give
a new
moms another time crunch. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to send you into orbit with any of this stuff.
It's the version of ASAP that's like heavy on the pee.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So the thing is, though, is that if you, you know, if you have to change your shirt because you've leaked the meat, hopefully this is happening at home. In a safe space for you and your breasts. If you have to change the shirt and, like, it's not too much extra effort to, like, run to the bathroom or the kitchen and just flush some cold water through the shirt as you're, like, grabbing a new one to put on, great, do that. That's going to really, really help. But if you can't get to it, don't worry, because I've got other stuff that you can do when we get to answering the second question if the stains have set. But flushing a dairy stain, a breast milk stain, as soon as you can with cool running water is a great thing to do. Now, the flip side of this is I've got bad news to deliver, although I think that I've come up with, like, a crazy hack. I'm kind of excited about this one. I haven't run it by any moms, which I maybe should have.
So these moms will be your test subjects.
I've been busy.
Yeah. Moms report back.
Okay. So in the past two episodes, we have talked about shower rinsing your bras, like your sports bras, your regular bras, as a good way to buy some time in between washings. You can't do that with the nursing bra unless you're taking a cool shower.
Oh.
Because you don't want to take the breast milk stained nursing bra into a hot shower and cook the proteins.
Yeah.
While you're
the people who need the time crunch
I know.
The most.
It hurts me.
I mean, it's summer though. Maybe new moms are taking a hot shower.
That's why I mentioned the cool shower actually, because it is summertime. And I mean, I haven't taken a hot shower in months.
I mean, no.
Ugh. Oh, well, God.
Grosser than cooking your breast milk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I do want to mention that, like, if right now we're here in Braugest and we're all sweating our balls, our top balls, our lady balls.
Yeah.
off. And if you're taking cool showers, yeah, by all means, bring the nursing bra in there with you. But if you're taking a hot shower, no dice, because you don't need to turn your shower into an instant pot for nursing bras.
Yep. Yeah,
you're welcome for that, guys, by the way. But here is my idea, because it's been hurting my heart.
Yeah.
I knew I was going to have to deliver this news this month, and it's been really hurting me, and I felt really sad, because I just want to, like, I just want to make everyone's life better, especially a new mom's life better. Like, that's
we'll do it right now. Give us your hack.
Okay, so here's my hack that I came up with. When you're washing your baby in the little baby bath, when you take the baby out, put the nursing bra in. The water's already soapy. It's mild. We've got whatever soap you're using to wash baby is mild, and so it's, like, going to be fine for your nursing bra. You've got standing water already there. You can just dump the bra in, swish it around, dry baby off, powder his little tush,
baby stuff,
diaper her little self up, like, you know, whatever. Yeah. Know what you guys are doing to your baby's clothes. Lube them up. Do you lotion them? You know, I'm sure there are things.
I feel like lotion, yes. Lube, maybe not.
Well, that's what I call lotioning, lubing up.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you don't put lotion all over your body and refer to it as lubing yourself up there.
Lube that baby. Baby lube from the makers of Jiffy Lube. Okay.
All right. No.
I'll let you keep going.
Baby lube is a bridge too far. I think.
For some reason, I was making it like a car mechanic. It doesn't really make sense. You got to put that baby on that thingy that hikes up. If I knew the words for this, it'd be way funnier, but I don't. I don't know what they're called.
I should know that. I feel like I do know it. I'm just losing my words. Anyway.
Carpool. That's what they call it, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Carpool. Yeah. Okay. So that's my idea. Moms out there, you can tell me if this is a bad idea.
Yeah. Because I don't know, like poop in the baby water?
Sometimes that does happen, actually. I mean, if the baby's poop, don't put the bra in there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean,
But do throw the bra in with the baby water.
The baby water. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
The bath
exactly.
water.
All right, listen. Yeah. On that note, nailed it. This is a good, you did nail that one.
I was this close.
Is a good time for us to take a quick break.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor and I are going to be right back with more about your nursing bras. This is Ask a Cane Person, the podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and I'm joined by Meredith Haggerty.
Hello.
We're talking about nursing bras and Jiffy Lube. I don't know what you guys...
Mistakes have been made already.
Mistakes have definitely been made. You guys, yeah. It's just so ungodly hot in New York. You have no idea. Oh, and we had to walk up the... And I'm hiccuping now, apparently. Yeah. That's great. We had to walk up the stairs to our studio. Really, really, really steep 6 flights of stairs.
Yeah, I think I'm still lightheaded and that can explain all my behavior so far.
Yeah, it's just hot. So we're a little melty. And our brains aren't really working. But the good news is that I have prepared notes. So
that
I can still offer you guys some help based on my prepared notes.
Thank God.
I keep myself on the straight and narrow with this program.
Thanks, Past Jolie.
All right. So now we got to address the second question, which is like, I'm going to hand wash and long soak these stained bras because they're stained. They're stained to the point where just like regularly washing them in the machine, following our general bra instructions, mesh bag, cold water, delicate cycle, all the air dry, all that jazz is like the standard for your nursing bras. But they are going to get stained. I mean, that's just the nature of the nursing bra, like, and a busy mom and all of that kind of stuff. So here's what to do when they get super stained. Now, I loved Kate's question. She asked me this on Twitter because she told me all of the products that she had available to her. And so it made it really easy for me to tell her what to do. And here I had one follow-up question for her, which was that she mentioned that she has Biz. Biz is a really great enzymatic stain remover. It's a powder. And I think that it's a combination enzyme and oxygen bleach. So it's kind of like a souped up OxyClean.
Oh, I thought that was souped up.
I mean, it is pretty souped up.
Yeah.
The thing about Biz is that there is a Biz laundry detergent that has like all the booster stuff already in it along with the detergent. And then there's also just a booster. So when we talk about boosters and detergents, I mean, you guys know what laundry detergent is.
Even I do. Yeah. Nailed it.
I mean, if you don't, I need you to go back to episode one of Ask Any Person the podcast and just start.
Go to the supermarket and walk down an aisle. Start there. Yeah.
So when we talk about laundry, we talk about we have our detergents and we have our boosters. The boosters are the add-on things, right? And that's anything from like white vinegar is a booster. OxyClean's a booster. Bluing's a booster. All of that kind of stuff. Those are the things that you use in conjunction with detergent, not in place of detergent. A lot of detergents, however, have boosters built into them. Biz is one of them. You guys can't see. I'm like air traffic controlling. I don't know what the Jolie cleaning charades are about today at all.
Biz is boosting. It's boosting and that's boosters. Boosters and boosting. Sometimes they're already in there. Yeah.
They're boosting your boobs just like a bra.
Yeah. Oh, it all comes together.
I love it. Okay. So so I asked the question, which Biz do you have? Do you have the detergent or do you just have the booster? And what Kate told me was that she just had the booster. And I was like, okay, great. So here I was like, Kate, here is your recipe for what I want you to do. I want you to soak those bras in a combination of the Biz and the... I'm just looking to see the Tide Ultra Stain Release, the detergent. So
what happens if you use a booster without the detergent?
Well,
does it just get boosted to nowhere? Like, it's just really whatever it was before?
For soaking purposes, you can soak in just a booster. So, like, when I say, do the long soak in OxiClean, that's just a booster.
Okay.
But a lot of times, like, two days ago, I did a long soak of my my bed skirt. Because it gets, you know, it gets filthy. I think I wash it, like, once a year, and it gets so, so dirty. Especially on one side, because it's quite close to a window that I very often keep open. So it's really, really dirty. So
its job is to get dirty.
Yeah.
Kind of.
So I had to long soak it. And because it was so, so, so dirty, usually I do my long soak with just Oxy. But this one I did with Oxy and the Tide Ultra Stain Release. So long soaking in a combination of booster and detergent will just give you like an extra like leveling up. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do it.
This is the video games of laundry detergent.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. It's like Mario Kart. Mario Laundry Kart.
Yeah.
I know nothing about video games, by the way, and I'm sure there was like a much better video game joke I could have made.
Like, no, I feel like because laundry carts are a thing.
I mean,
like,
I feel like
it really came
pretty,
together. Yeah.
Pretty good to like pull out of nowhere.
Like Fortnite, but the fort is a laundry cart.
Yeah,
like, it's not better.
Know.
Yeah. I don't know anything about video games either, obviously. I know Fortnite exists.
Yeah, I know it exists.
Candy Crush, but yeah, anyway, I stopped.
Okay, so what I told Kate to do was to use a combination of the Biz Booster and the Tide Ultra Stain Release. That was what she did. She soaked them overnight. Cool water. And I do need to make a note about using like the powders and stuff like that, which I'm gonna do in a second. She soaked them overnight. She sent me a picture of the wash water. Thank you. I really appreciated that. It was milky,
actually, as it should be,
as you might imagine.
That's the hope, really.
And then she laundered the bras, and she said that they came out beautifully. She was like, they look almost brand new. All the stains came out. Like, I'm so happy that did the job. So I want to talk to you guys about your different products that you can use, because I kind of explained, you know, the specific products that Kate used for her success story, which is great. So Biz Powder plus Tide Ultra Stain Release is one great tried and true, because a listener actually tried it and proved it to be true, method that we know. But there are lots of other products.
Mm-hmm.
So let's run through your options when it comes to products that are going to be particularly great for nursing bras. So the first, obviously, is going to be all of the category of your enzymatic stain removers, because when we have a protein stain, we want to counteract it with some enzymes and get those stains gone. So Biz is a great one. Zout, our old friend.
Ooh,
Zout.
Love that name.
Our other old friend, Crud Cutter Sports Stain Remover, which I now have started referring to in my notes as KKSSR. And I was like, if I just like start throwing that on Twitter, will people know what I'm talking about? Like,
no, you got to say it first like that. Now maybe
right.
They will. KKSSR.
So, yeah.
KKSSR. It's Crud Cutter with a K?
Yes.
I don't know if I trust that. Is it a Kardashian? Like, why?
Why
like,
would you trust a Kardashian?
I mean, that's true.
Especially with a protein stain.
I only trust Chloe, and she's bad.
I'm team Court.
I understand that.
Yeah. But Chloe is my very close second.
Yeah.
Like, very, very close second. Like, 1.5.
That makes
sense. 1B. 1A and 1B.
I mean, I think my favorite is really Robert, because I loved The People versus OJ, and I thought David Schwimmer did a remarkable job.
I was only in it for Faye Resnick.
Oh, yeah.
Who, you like, know I love Faye Resnick.
Was not in it nearly enough.
I know.
The morally reprehensible Faye Resnick.
You have corrupt.
To say morally corrupt? Oh.
Morally corrupt Faye
That actually, yeah, because that makes, like, yeah. It's less of a phrase. That's why it's good. Bless you, Camille.
Yeah. Okay, yes. Crud Cutter with a K.
Yes.
Yes.
KKSSR.
KKSSR. Here's another one. Puracy Stain Remover. That is very, very heavy on enzymes. It's also one of the all-natural ones. So if you are a person who really wants to have a cleaner cleaning product, try the Puracy, because that's going to do you well. Here's another one that I knew about this product, but I didn't know about this particular use for it. There is an enzymatic stain remover called BioClean, and it's BioClean with a K. We're big on K's today.
Yeah, why can't things just be spelled the way they are. It's fine.
I blame Tumblr. Blame Grindr. I don't know. I don't know which one came first.
I don't either.
Blame the internet in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's called BioClean Back Out. And actually, Back Out is missing the K. It's like, all right. B-I-O-K-L-E-E-N BACOUT.
Do these things not want to be found by a Google search?
I don't know, man. I got out of the marketing business years ago.
Yeah, you
got
to just spell your words the way people think they're spelled. What if I
change it to ask a clean person with a K?
Oh, don't. Is ask a clean person, but all the O's are zeros for some reason? Just for no reason at all.
Okay, so BioClean Backout. Here's the weird thing that I just learned about it. It is, I'm realizing as I'm about to say this, is like actually a really terrible comparison to make given the subject of this episode, but I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway.
Rip it off.
A friend of mine who does product testing was testing pet stain removers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And in her testing, she discovered that BioClean Backout was excellent on urine stain, cat urine smells. Huh. Said it wasn't particularly great on stains, but it was very, 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 very good on smells. And I mention it because if you've got a nursing bra that's gone sour,
yeah,
which I imagine is a thing
mm-hmm.
that happens, the BioClean Backout may be the solution for that, because we're still all talking about things yeah. that are in the protein. Mm-hmm. So like,
and the smell area.
Well, I mean, the scent profile of urine and dairy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Keep going.
Are different.
Tell me more.
But in a way, chemically speaking, mm-hmm. odors are odors are odors, and odors are neutralized in all the same way, more or less, regardless of what the odor is. Like, there are outliers like skunk.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
That's an outlier odor. But I would imagine that if the BioClean Backout was particularly good on cat urine mm-hmm. and you've got a sour smelling nursing bra, it'll probably work on that. One other thing,
mm-hmm.
if you don't want to like go out and buy that and you've already got Dr. Bronner's, we have to remember that Dr. Bronner's is our go-to, number one go-to whenever we have a foully scented item of laundry.
Yeah.
That we need to address. Yeah.
They're hippies and they know their bad smells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. They do.
Bless them.
Okay. So that's your enzyme section. Enzymes and smells section. Then we've got our detergent. So now here's the other thing to know. A lot of detergent, I kind of hit on this when I was talking about the difference between detergents and boosters, but to put a fine point on it, a lot of detergents come with boosters built in already. Many of them in particular come with enzymatic boosters already built into them. And now listen, moms, I know you're busy. And I know that grabbing for a second laundry product might be just like a bridge too far mm-hmm. in your busy life. So I want to tell you that there are a few detergents that are especially enzyme heavy. And you may want to just grab that and use that as your go-to detergent, because it'll probably just like allow you to throw things in the wash with it and skip the long soak and all of that kind of stuff. You may eventually have to do one of those long soaks, but it might buy you time, or it might do the job well enough that you don't care.
Save the long soak for when your kid is like old enough to bug you, and then you can be like, oh, mommy has to soak, the door shut. This is what I imagine moms are like. Is this mom stereotyping?
Mm.
I don't know. I just imagine sometimes you want the door shut. And you're like, oh no,
I mean, I think
soak is happening.
I mean, real.
I don't think I made that part up, but
yeah, I know. Think moms want the door
She's
shut.
She's like, oh, laundry's happening in here. And the kids will be like, who cares? Yeah, I want to.
Gross laundry. Yeah.
I don't really understand Please. Children.
I don't think that's the way it works. I think
I nailed it. Yeah. Once again, killing it on all fronts today.
Okay, so here are the detergents to look for that fall into this category. OG Tide, just like straight, like original OG. I literally wrote Tide OG in my notes.
They should rebrand that way.
Suggest that. Yeah. I know the Tide people. Yeah. I will make that suggestion. All right. Also, Tide Cold Water. Tide Cold Water is very heavy on the enzymes. Also, just like a generally very good detergent. Arm & Hammer plus OxiClean, which, I mean, stands to reason, it's got the OxiClean built into it.
Yeah.
And Persil Bio. And it has to be the bio one.
Oh.
Which I think is their, like, green brand.
That makes sense. But bio is biological.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, Persil Bio.
I only know about Persil is that they have
the guy from Younger, Charles from Younger, a.k.a. Mariska Hargitay's husband, as their spokesman.
Oh.
And he's very handsome. That's his job. He's just a handsome man. He was also on 30 Rock as the head. Or the hair? The hair. It doesn't matter.
I've never seen 30 Rock.
Have you seen the Priscilla ads, though?
No.
Just a picture like a man, you're like, what's a handsome man like? Like, you don't even have to be attracted to him, but it's just like, what's a handsome man's face?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's him.
Okay.
And then he's wearing like a bow tie or something, and he's like, clean your stuff.
Oh, I like that.
I don't think that's the tagline.
I like handsome men in bow ties and cleaning stuff. So, yeah, that's I'm good.
I'll pull one up on YouTube in between this and Chip Chat and show it to you. Charles from Younger. Yeah.
Good job marketing directly to me, Jolie Kerr. Proud of you. Okay. One last thing before we wrap this baby up.
Mm-hmm.
Wrap this baby up. There was a good one, Jolie.
Boom.
Okay. To go back to the thing that we said all the way at the top of the episode, Meredith's nipples don't work.
I'm going to regret that so much.
I love it. I was so excited about it. Whoops. I'm excited clapping, you guys. I'm very happy. Meredith, I don't want you to leave here. Can you just stay and be my forever co-host?
Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you. Glad we got that settled. What do you know about hockey?
Oh, so much.
Excellent. Okay. No hot water for these nursing breasts.
No hot water ever.
So, which presents a problem when we're talking about oxygen bleaches. But I have a solution. And I know that this is a good one. This isn't one that I'm like, I'm not sure if this is a good hack. Like, I know this is a good hack.
Yeah.
So, here's the jam with oxygen bleaches. Partly because the ones that I want you to be using are powdered. But more importantly, because they're actually activated with hot water.
Oh.
You will need to dissolve your scoop of oxygen bleach in a small amount of hot water. And then add it into a cool water sitch.
It's like a science experiment.
It is. Yeah.
It is basically a science experiment. You can also, then when your kid gets older, you can have them do that for their fair, for the science fair.
Yes.
I only know about science fairs and keeping kids out of bedrooms. That's it.
I mean, I feel like those are useful skills to have.
Yeah.
That's like good knowledge.
That's what I learned from watching like 30-something reruns or something.
So I just want you guys to bear that in mind that like, there is just like a little bit of an extra step when you want to use, you know, your OxyCleans, your Clorox, OxyMagic, all of that stuff in a cool water soaking sitch. You got to just pre-dissolve it in hot water. And then like I usually just use like a measuring cup. Like I dump the powder Oxy in the bottom of a measuring cup and then run the tap water until it's hot, fill it, swirl it around a little bit, stir it, you know, and then I just dump it into my cool wash water. Yeah. That's all.
Cool.
Yeah. That's our nursing bra.
Science.
Yeah.
I learned a lot about science.
Well, there's a lot of science in this in this line of work.
I still can't believe that dairy thing from earlier. That was a lot.
It's weird, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. This isn't it. I have one more thing. I have a reader tip I want to share. It's actually from an IRL friend of mine who I met on the internet like 12, maybe.
Yeah.
More than that years ago, like back when like we were just little pioneers on the internet.
Aww.
And then we met in life and, you know, we've like remained in touch all these years. And she had a tip for me about a good place to find nursing and pumping breasts.
Mm.
If you have like a hard to fit size. And so here's what she said. I wanted to share this because I thought it was great. She said, if anyone's looking for maternity/pumping bras with a great fit, I highly recommend Bravado Designs. That's Bravado Designs. Their Twitter handle is @BravadoDesigns. And then Penny went on to say they carry odd sizes like 34DDD.
Mm.
And she says, which they understand may need lift, but not Boku padding.
Mm.
For example, she said, I've been buying them there since 2015. So nice. I just wanted to mention that as like a resource for people. If I know that like finding nursing bras is a challenge, especially if you have a hard to fit size and you change sizes throughout nursing sometimes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a whole goddamn thing.
Yeah.
But I know Penny and I trust her. And so I wanted to share her recommendation. And on that note, that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. How easy was this? It's like I in a garden. If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.